I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
I got to catch a glimpse of these warlocks. Let's make a move.
She's going around the corner.
Come on.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of new people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
We should mate.
What?
Date. I said we should date sometime, you know, socially. Go ahead, kick it.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
You're pretty sick, chaps.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Second hour, Dirt and Sprague here. On 1080 The Fan and radio.com. Thank you for being with us. We will podcast the show. We talked with Anthony Newman about everything that's gone on over the weekend and will continue this week. I actually saw protesting in Prineville.
Prineville, Oregon, huh?
And I saw not too long ago, it wasn't Prineville, but it was another small... Hermiston.
Hermiston, huh?
So Hermiston and Prineville, areas I would never...
Shout out.
...think you would see protesting. There's protesting.
Yeah, we were driving
back...
They're
not very big groups,
but they're there, man.
It's not like the towns are huge.
No, we were driving back yesterday, and you got to drive through Coos Bay on the way back, and there was two elderly ladies sitting on a street corner with signs up that said that they were peaceful protesting.
Yep.
There you go. Little Coos Bay protest as well.
All right. We have we got to get to a lot here in the second hour. We will start it, as we do every Monday at 1, with the NFL whip around.
Oh, no, boys. I'm rusty. Where's the music? Which one do we use here?
Joe.
Wait, really?
Come on, Joe.
Swag, he checked out on the text. He's like, I don't even know if they're going to do NFL whip around, so you might want to ask.
Did he text you that?
He gave me a quick show summary of what to do. I mean,
NFL Films music.
NFL Films music. All right, searching, scrolling.
Right.
Bam!
Is this it? This is what we play, right? I think so. Wait,
no.
Hold on.
No.
See, you guys don't even know.
Yeah, this works. What
it's
the hell?
Not our job to know.
Hold on.
Okay.
Shh.
Frozen tundra.
How about them Cowboys?
Now we're talking.
The cheap asses is what the Cowboys are.
Whoa.
Okay. You want to start? Where do you want to start in the NFL? Do you want to start with your nugs or my nugs?
Because
you said you've got some nuggets, and I'm curious if the same ones that I have.
Okay, I'll start with my nuggets just to see.
Okay.
And we'll see if they carry the entire segment.
You go a nugget, I'll go a nugget.
Okay, but my two nuggets are kind of connected to each other. So I might have to go back to back here.
So you only have one nugget?
No, I have two.
Okay, go.
But they combine into one mega nugget.
Okay, go.
Okay. I meant to get to this last week. John Madden did an interview with Dan Kaplan, and they were talking about what the model should look like for broadcasting NFL games in the fall. And there's been a lot of talk. Remember, Joe Buck came out, so they're going to play fake crowd noise on Fox,
yeah.
And everybody got all hot and bothered about it. Well, Madden had this quote saying, "When I first left the coaching profession and went into broadcasting, there was something about it that just felt was missing, and I couldn't really put my finger on it." He said, "Then I realized I wasn't hearing the sound that I had grown accustomed to hearing. As a player and as a coach, I never coach from the box. I coach from the field. You're going to hear things." This is if we're playing games without fans. He said, "You're going to hear things that you have never been able to hear. So I'd be willing to really trying to figure out a way how to best capture those sounds and present them to the audience, not worrying as much about artificial sound." So he's trying to say, I missed it as a coach. I heard all those sounds of the players and the chatter and the hits and that kind of stuff. It would enhance the broadcast. Let's go that route instead of playing fake crowd noise. That leads me to nugget number two. And this comes from DeSean Jackson.
Damn it!
Was this one of your nugs? Did I steal a nug from you? He is back in Philly? Yeah.
Yeah, he's in Philly again. Remember, he got there last year.
That's right. You're right. You're right. He did an interview saying, yeah, it's going to get crazy. I think they should. They should give the fans the inside to really see what goes on between the white lines. It gets crazy, bro. I know in the trenches it gets crazy. And I know out there on the outside it gets crazy, too, with the conversations we have going back and forth, saying that we should mic up every single player for NFL games.
Okay.
So those are my nugs. No artificial crowd noise, according to John Madden. He said, give me the sounds of the game. And then DeSean Jackson says, let's all wear microphones.
I mean, one of my favorite sounds is always when they hike it and you get that.
Can we pull that? Can that get pulled?
Well, I mean, like.
Is that the opening sound of a snap?
I am not going to claim to have played high-level football. I played in high school.
You did. That's high-level, man.
That's really not.
I mean, dude, there are how many? You got NFL.
You can't get cut in high school.
You get, well, some places you can. You got NFL. You got college.
Then you got smaller college.
No, that's still college.
Then you got community college.
No, that's still college.
Okay.
And then high school. You technically reached the third highest level of football that there is to reach.
Hey, that's where I finished in our golf outing.
Exactly.
Not last, but almost last.
Guess what third place is? You're on the medal stand. Okay? You didn't stop at Pop Warner. Okay? You didn't stop at Pee Wee flag football. You made it to level three.
So I'd love to hear from listeners on this. If you played high school or even college, I'd love to hear from you. Not one time when I played in high school did I ever hear that sound. Now, I'm not, like, I know the NFL is a bigger, stronger, faster. I get all that. I understand. It's to a level that I can't even almost comprehend.
I think it's because my center weighed like 174 pounds.
Well, but like, the defensive lineman and offensive lineman are basically the same weight, so it's not a weight distribution issue. Do you ever realize, like, why did they make those sounds only in the NFL? Now, I love it. It's one of my favorite sound clips of football is when they hike it and you get it. But I never heard it in high school. Why is that? When did that start?
Let me throw this at you.
I'd love to know from Sukanik, too. Did Sukanik do that? Did Sukanik hike the ball? And was like,
maybe it's like the tennis grunts, you know, like the tennis players. They got to let out that grunt to get that extra exertion of power.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's what that is. So are you? Are you saying that's where that comes from?
You need to exert a lot more power to block a 300-pound defensive lineman.
I hear you. But
exactly.
If your offensive lineman is 174 in high school and the following defensive lineman is 185.
And not the same exertion. Not the same.
But if the offensive lineman and defensive lineman weigh the same, what? You see where I'm going there?
If you're lifting,
where's the difference?
If you're lifting weights.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you grab a 25-pound dumbbell.
Yes.
You probably don't need to grunt over that one. I hand you a 75-pound dumbbell. You might need a little bit of a... here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
Okay.
You're just one guy. You're just making one grunt. You got to remember, there's four other offensive linemen that are up there.
Well, I know.
You have the combined noise of five. And then also on the other side of the line of scrimmage, same thing goes.
Well, and I'm also not advocating for it to stop. Again, I love nothing more than when you hear the quarterback call the signal, and when it's hiked, you get the pad hitting mixed with the grunting. I love it. I just never understood why you only get that in the NFL. I've been on the college sidelines and I've never heard it. I've watched Oregon State Oregon Ducks, and I'm not getting the. It seems to only be an NFL thing.
Somebody said I played offensive lineman in college.
Good. I want to hear from these people.
The grunting is definitely coming from those uncivilized defensive linemen. He is saying defensive linemen.
Just like, we're coming at you. We're going to attack
the gruntees.
You. Okay.
Those
All right.
brutes. Those yeah. animals.
There might be something to that, because when you watch... you watch like a John Randall highlight. Remember John Randall?
I do remember John Randall. I
love John Randall.
Very cool eye black. Very intimidating.
John Randall like did like a growling, grunting, talk trash thing. And I always love, like, I love all of it, but
triple whammy.
I guess there's a different approach for everybody, but the vast majority probably grunts, and that's what you get.
He said, I say we mic all the players, and when they use foul language, bleep and show either the Janet Jackson you-know-what or Shakira doing the tongue thing on screen. So have the bleep be the Shakira tongue thing?
Oh.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, could you imagine? Red 42! Red 42! Set! Instead of the grunting, that's what they do?
That's
I would throw an offensive lineman way the hell off, wouldn't it?
That totally would. They'd be freaked out. They wouldn't know how to respond to it.
Oh,
I don't know
man.
How I don't know how I feel about this. It's going to be weird. Now, some places might end up having fans in the state. Like, we've seen that. Texas is going to allow that.
Hold on. But to Deshaun Jackson, I don't care if you pipe in crowd noise. I understand some people have opinions on it. That's cool.
Yeah.
If you do it, I'm okay. If you don't do it, I'm okay. Doesn't matter to me. I do subscribe to Deshaun Jackson. If you mic these guys up.
Mic them up.
I'm in.
You have to, I think, either put a disclaimer at the start of the broadcast saying that there's going to be foul language, because we've learned that ESPN can do that. Also, how many cuss words have you heard on TV watching the news during these protests? Like, that is an every 30-second thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, clearly, we can get away with this to a certain level. So, let's do it for NFL games.
Well, and I'll also say, I'd say the last couple years, we've had people that in different positions are just coming out and cursing.
Yeah.
And it's no longer like a big thing on TV.
So let's just go ahead and allow it because what the hell?
Yes.
And as long as the players are okay with it and they're willing to be mic'd up, I think it would enhance. And I made this argument. We were talking about the last couple of weeks, just what you should do is a TV network, try and find the positive in this situation. If you have a quieter stadium and you lose that ambiance and that noise and the atmosphere that comes with raucous stadiums, find a way to enhance it for the viewer and give us something that we've never been able to hear or see before. And that would be it. Like, if you have the ability to mic up these players and you get the inside, even if you have to delay it so the other coordinators can't hear it or whatever the case may be, but imagine hearing some audio from inside the huddle before the play's about to happen. That would be amazing to watch football with.
All right, I'm going to ask you this question because we're already against
it. That is the NFL film.
Yeah, music. That's what it is. Oh, it's NFL. Yeah, okay, I see which one it is.
Shaking the rust off here.
Okay, we're good.
If you were to make a bet, who would you bet on to win a Super Bowl?
Okay.
Cliff Kingsbury, Daniel Jones.
Cliff Kingsbury or Daniel Jones?
I had a friend text me this stupid ask random question, and I didn't know what the answer was.
Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Don't ask my, I'm not going to show my math.
Well, I don't think there's math involved here.
I'm not going to show my reasoning.
I think this is zero.
My deduced logic. I'm not going to show it to you.
This is zero takeaway zero. There's really no rhyme or reason. If your answer is your answer. I don't need to explain my work here.
Did he have a hot take on one or the other?
No. He just said he was thinking about NFL stuff. And he read a piece on Cliff Kingsbury and how some people think Cliff Kingsbury is going to be the real deal in the NFL and why the NFL benefits people like him more so than college would. And then Daniel Jones had that 5-game stretch where he played well. What people didn't talk about was how he just couldn't stop turning the ball over to end the season on the ground, putting the, fumbling. And he said he just randomly thought of that. And he asked me and I was like, I said Cliff. And he said, why? And I said, the only rhyme or reason I'll give you is maybe Kyler Murray is even better next year and just continues to get better.
He's the real deal.
So he rides the Kyler Murray train.
It's a big year for Kyler, man. Because remember, Baker had all that hype and praise after his rookie season. He looked really good in the last 6-7 weeks, and everybody thought the Browns were ready to take off. And here we go, all these weapons. And now that they're the same just because they both were Oklahoma Heisman-winning quarterbacks. But there's always that fear in year two.
No doubt about it. All right, there's our NFL whip around. We do it every Monday at 1. There really wasn't a lot to go around in the National Football League with.
Still feels good to hear the music, though, doesn't it?
It did, yeah. It felt great.
Good. Play the music.
It felt great. A story about Jason Swigard that it's going to upset you, and we're going to share it next on The Fan. Auto Town. And if you go down there, you better just be well. A man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy.
This is Dirt and Sprague, Gone 1080, The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Our resident offensive lineman, Jason Sukanik.
Okay, has he chimed in with the noises?
He says, you don't hear it when you play, but it is there.
Okay.
He says, it's kind of what Joe, or it's what you and Joe are kind of saying. It's like weightlifting or punching something or anything with max effort. There is a grunt and moan with all that. When the mic picks it up, it sounds super amplified, but that noise is there with anything that takes max effort, probably louder at higher levels, but it's always there.
There you go.
He says, I still make this sound when I'm doing CrossFit. Oh, I didn't know he was a CrossFit bro.
Okay.
Or an MMA workout.
Oh, for like a big kick or a big punch?
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I just always wonder why only the NFL, but his microphone thing.
Well, also the mic. Yeah, I mean, you have very high technology level microphones pointed directly at the
technology and stuff.
It's pointed right there at the line of scrimmage and it picks up all the noises.
All right. So we already got a text from Swag about this one, but we have to share.
Yeah. And, by the way, hold on. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You just gave this tease about, you have a story about Swigard, right?
Yeah.
Swigard, number one, it's a day off. Don't listen to the show, Swag. Go do something. It's a beautiful day outside. Why are you listening to two idiots on the radio? There's a million better things you'd be doing with your time.
He was probably hoping we talked about his Jordan flu game. He played on
a stress
fractured leg and shot a 94 at Sheep Ranch.
Swag actually played really well. He just had a few blow up holes that, derailed his round a little bit, but I think he had a 41 on the front.
And his tee shots were the worst thing of his day.
Yeah.
They were the ones that derailed him.
He had one hole where he had two balls out of bounds on the same hole. But he played really well outside of a couple of holes. Anywho, Swigard texted us immediately during the commercial break, said, we're throwing shade when I'm not there to defend myself. And I would like to pull a, hold on, back it up, beep, beep, beep. That man found my resume and cover letter when I was in Mexico. I was on a beach island vacation.
That's very good.
As happy and cheerful as I could possibly be.
Not listening to the show,
by the way. Not paying attention. So I wasn't even there to be able to text about defending myself. He found my resume and cover letter and proceeded to go on the air and read every sentence of the damn thing, which then brought people into questioning my high school football prowess, which should never be questioned because I was a high school football legend. And so, you know what, Swigard, you reap what you sow.
You know what his answer to that is?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's different. Why? Well, it's different. Okay, so we play around at Sheep Ranch, which just opened at Bandon. It's their newest course. Good Lord, if you can go over there.
Go play it.
And we'll talk with the general manager tomorrow. They're doing a big opening today, so they're super busy. But part of this was, we'll talk to him about everything going on.
It's so legit.
It is, dude. It's so legit. I was there for 10 minutes on a par 3 course, and I turned to Dirt and Dusty, and I go, is it too early to say that this is already living up to the hype?
Yeah, I told you would have a raging golf hard-on.
And I did.
It did not take you very long to develop one.
It's great there. It's a good getaway. They've got a great deal right now, too, for 22 and under. If you're 22 or younger and you can go play with somebody.
An adult. You have to be with an adult.
Be with an adult. Even though you're 22, you are an adult.
Right,
22
true.
And younger, if you're with another adult,
true.
Your round is free.
Yes.
So exactly. Joe's what?
What?
It's a great screaming deal right now.
Take the sun out there, Joe. Go play some golf. Let's go.
And we'll have more info on that tomorrow. But so we get down with our round out at Sheep Ranch. We're hanging out. We're talking with the fine folks out at Bandon. They're asking us what our thoughts were. And
it's like, this is the nicest course in the history of mankind.
The clouds ended up parting the last three holes. The sun was out. I got roasted on my legs and my face. It was picture perfect golf weather.
Felt fantastic.
We're about ready to go. You can kind of tell the group's a little wiped. We got a 4-hour drive ahead. Right before we leave, the general manager, whose name is Dave, right? Dave, he's a really nice guy. He goes, well, it's really nice weather. I mean, if you guys want to go play at a different course, tell me right now. You go play right now.
Yeah.
And me, Luke, Dusty, Dirt, we looked at each other, kind of a collective, what? Thinking it's already 3:00. It's a 4-hour drive. We do got to work tomorrow. Damn.
I immediately contemplated playing, calling in sick today.
I wouldn't have been upset with you.
I immediately contemplated.
I wouldn't
have
been upset with you for that.
And been like, hey, you guys got a room I can shack up in for one more night, maybe get another round in tomorrow morning, and then I'll drive back.
Dirt was ready to call in like Zoolander.
I got the black lung.
I don't feel good.
just to play golf. So we get that offer. Any course on Bandon is offered to us to go play immediately after. In any circumstance, I'm taking that offer up. You know me. I'm a cheap ass. Swag tells us in the middle of our Sheep Ranch round, I've never played Old McDonald. I've played all of them. I haven't played McDonald. Oh, that's cool. You should come back and do that.
Go play.
It's immediately offered to him right after our round to play anywhere he wants. Yeah. He took today off.
He did. His summer of swag has started.
He's got no animal. He's got no kids. He's got no responsibility in his life. And he said no.
He said no.
He went. I can't. And we said, why? He never really gave us an answer.
He did not give an answer. We told him, what does it matter what time you get back? At least for us, we wanted to get back and like try and somewhat prep for a show today.
Right.
Because we all had to go to work. He did not have to go to work.
He had the day off. Yeah. And look, I might be reaching here. I feel like if he would have done a full round somewhere else, it would have been late and he could have been like, hey.
Kind of late. I don't want to drive back
at
9 o'clock.
Is there a room I could just, no big deal. Probably could have swung that. He didn't. He said no thank you. And I drove home thinking about that a half the trip of like, man, if we had today off,
I would have played
we
heartbeat.
Absolutely would have grabbed those clubs and played on another course.
We totally dropped the ball on that too. We should have planned it out. Both taking the day off today. Played a couple extra rounds.
Well, if we would have, and look, this is not, I'm not pointing, if we would have teed off at like 7 a.m. on Sheep Ranch.
Yeah, it would have been a little more feasible.
Then I could have swung another round.
Because we finished our first 18 at about 3 o'clock. So you probably weren't going to tee off anywhere until 4. So then you're playing until about 8, and then you're not leaving until 8:30, 9 o'clock, somewhere in that range.
Then you lose cell service.
Right. Then you're driving, and you're not getting home until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
And you got a tire problem. Guy pulls over and goes, yeah, hey, man, Maggie, squeal like a piggy. And you're like, oh, no.
Right.
I'm in Douglas County. I don't know where I'm at right now.
You're taking a wrong turn. You end up in a horror movie. It's not good.
This is not. How did he? I can't believe he turned that down. That's going to stick with me for a while.
Yeah, I don't quite understand it. I'll be curious to hear his logic now that he's had 2 days to think about it, and I'm sure he will try and defend himself when he's back on the show tomorrow. But we all tried to persuade him. We all told him, you have the day off tomorrow. You can get back late tonight, and I think everything would be okay. You just sleep in a little bit the next day, and then boom, you get the day off, and you're back to work on Tuesday. He did not pull the trigger, but we cannot thank the folks down there enough, man. That was unbelievable. It was my first time ever going to Bandit, and it's been like a bucket list thing for me. I don't know why I've never been. This goes to like the Swigart point. Like, why have I not pulled the trigger on a move like that? Because once you get down there and you experience it, we got to play the new course, Sheep Ranch. It's opening up today.
Holy moly.
Like, you get to the first tee box and you're looking out, and the fairway kind of lifts up a little bit. It's a long par five. And you can kind of, you just see the ocean over the horizon, but you can't like see where the green is. You just see like a lifting up fairway. That's your only view. And you hit your first tee shot, and all of us, I think, hit good tee shots on the first hole, and it like flies over the hill, and you kind of lose track of the ball, and you're like wondering, it's like this mysterious where did my ball land kind of thing. And you start walking up the fairway and you get to the top of the hill, and then it just is like, oh.
The whole coast.
And you look down, the ocean's in the background, you're hitting into a green that has sandy beaches like 20 feet behind it.
The green is on a cliff that's 30 feet above the beach.
You're sitting there like, I cannot believe this right now. It is so good. Unbelievable. And I do want to point out, like, it is so good. I do want to point out, too, and this kind of resonated with me a little bit, and I immediately, like, I got back last night, and all morning, I've been texting golf buddies, like, dude, when are we going? When's our long Bandit trip coming? Because I'm getting my ass back down there ASAP. It is kind of, I think as Oregonians, I know this is for me speaking, I've taken it for granted because I've never been. It's 4 hours, bit of a drive, but when you're down, on the way down, you're fine. And on the way back, you're so happy that you got to play it that it ends up going decently quick. But it's such a world-renowned golf course that it is usually always crowded, and everybody from all over the world will fly in. There were people flying in private jets to go play Sheep Ranch and then fly out.
Yeah, can I tell the story real quick?
Go ahead, fire away.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I don't want to lose that. We had an individual tell us there's this group of buddies, and clearly they're coming from money. Group of buddies plays a band in every year. They have to fly in on a private jet into Coos Bay. They heard that Sheep Ranch was going to open a year out from when they played last year, and they said, book it. Put it down right now.
Book it.
They booked it, but what they have to do is they had to book lodging.
Yeah, because you can't play Sheep Ranch unless you're staying on the property.
Unless you're staying on the property. They couldn't stay on the property, so they were so baller that they booked that round. Then they booked the lodging, and they flew private, and they're going to fly in private, play their round, and fly right back after the round.
And they just paid for a
and
room
they're
going to
pay
gonna
for everything else that they didn't use.
Yeah, I mean, the private jet is baller enough, but then also renting a room just because you want to play a golf course. Just it's a whole nother level of wealth that you and I will never, never be able to experience. But there's, I think there's a moment to capitalize as Oregonians if you're into golf, because people aren't people don't want to fly right now. You're not traveling. So if you're not from the area and you're not within a drivable distance, a lot of people probably don't feel comfortable going. So having the ability to drive down is something that I want to make sure I capitalize on, because I don't know when things are going to get back to normal, when people will feel comfortable flying. So capitalize on that as long as you can, because once things return to that normalcy, the place is going to be packed up like it always is.
Yeah, so Swigart had a free round of golf, had a day off today, and he said no.
Said no.
Man.
A second free round of golf.
I don't know. The reasoning's going to be something that we're both going to roll our eyes
at. He just texted us, said, you're right, I botched that pretty good. Dude, thank you. That's all I wanted.
Thank you.
Resolution.
Thank you.
They would have given you a free room for another night.
You
everything
know
was
we
free.
Could have done that.
Come on, Swigart.
And by the
absolutely.
Way, even
thank
for the
you.
Bad golfers like Joe and myself, if you just love being out there and getting Joe, you suck. I mean, let's be real. We're both terrible golfers.
Well,
it's
we're
okay.
testing this out. This will be a thing
you see
we can
this Thursday, but
Thursday.
Hellacious seeds.
Joe is getting back into golf.
By the way, we use that term like 80 times in our round. Oh, Dirt just hit a hellacious seed.
Not because of Phil.
Those calves.
Only because of Joe. Only because Joe repeats what Phil Mickelson said. We use it. But Joe is trying to get back into golf, and he's bragging about his range game.
Yeah.
But he like refuses to go play actual rounds of golf.
Right.
But he's bragging about these hellacious seeds that he's hitting on the range. So we challenged him to 18 holes. So we're playing on Thursday.
It'll be fun. It'll be a good getaway.
And we'll take some over under bets at the end of the show.
But one of our hosts, and we'll go to we got another story here coming up. But our host name was Megan. Super nice. I mean, one of the coolest people we've met.
Yeah,
and
she was awesome.
She played D1 golf. She dialed in. She knows what she hustled us. Took our
totally
our
did.
Skins money and our
totally hustled us.
Our par three competition that we did. Really fun. And I was talking to her and I said, you know, I've never been to a great course. You know, I've never been to like a world renowned
right.
facility. You know, we got some great courses here in our backyard and I don't take those for granted. And we talked about this on the round. She said, basically, there's no difference to her between this and what, Pebble Beach?
No, there's no difference at all. Yeah.
And honestly, when the weather is what it was yesterday, she's not wrong at all.
Yeah,
it's the same damn thing.
Yeah, because she's had a chance. I mean, working in golf and playing golf, I asked her, what's the nicest course you've ever played? And she started to rattle through some pretty historic courses across the country and internationally. And then she landed on, she had just flown in that week and played Sheep Ranch for the first time on Thursday. And she said, honestly, Sheep Ranch is tough to top.
Favorite hole in Sheep Ranch, by the way, if anybody's going to be able to go out there, go down there anytime soon. Favorite hole for me was 17. The par four with the two
you
dead.
You liked that was your favorite, huh?
I shot a six on it, so it's, I had no reason. Yeah. I should have picked a par three. I got a birdie on, but it's right on the cliff. There's these two cool looking dead trees on the side.
Yeah, one's like kind of on the fairway, right in the middle of the fairway.
Do not hit left, you're going off. If you hit too far right, you're going into the tall stuff and losing it.
Yeah, narrow miss.
I just thought it was a beautiful hole.
Yeah, the one before that leads into it was 16, and it's a par three that's 120 yards that was playing like 190.
Oh, yeah.
Because we
were
crushing, we crushed some balls and they couldn't get to the green because there was so much wind, which made it awesome.
Yeah, that was another thing. One, as bad a golfer as I am, I think my best type of golf, I think I'm a links player.
I told you last week.
I really
week,
think I'm a links
dude,
player.
You hit stingers, baby.
But yeah, when you hit a golf ball with coastal wind and you've never done that before.
It doesn't fit my game very well.
Dirt hit a perfect shot with the perfect club and it went up there and I watched it. The wind just grabbed it, freeze framed it, and then pushed it back a little bit and it died.
Like flying around like a kite in the air.
It's crazy.
What's going on here?
Man, it was beautiful. All right, coming up next, how much do you think it costs to go on a first date in the state of Oregon? What is the average amount of money to go on a first date here in the state of Oregon? We've got that data, and we'll share it next on The Fan.
This is Dirt and Sprague, on 1080, The Fan.
Hey, welcome back in, 137. Hope your Mondays are going well. Got some sports news to get to still. A couple of fun stories. Including something you can't do in the UK anymore. How would we feel about this?
The UK. What's going on in the UK right now?
I will tell you just in a little bit. Let's get to this, though. I saw this earlier. Barstool put this out. And I don't know where they got it from, but it was a...
it should be a hat tip somewhere.
It's via tw/match, so maybe match.com, Twitter match. I don't know.
Match.com, I bet.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's probably where it came from then. So they did the average price of a first date in the United States. Now, before I reveal not only what Oregon's is and then also the most expensive, which I'm sure we can all guess, and the cheapest, which I'm curious if we can guess, what is, if you guys are going on a first date, what is the appropriate amount of money that you're willing to, or not appropriate, but just what's the amount of money that you're willing to spend?
Whoa.
Now, God. I know you took your wife to McDonald's on your first date, but let's say you're not in college. You're in a normal, like, adult situation with money. What's the amount of money that you would be willing to spend on a first date?
A first date, at most, you've got to cap this at 50.
$50, huh?
Yeah, I'm right there with him. Like, $50, $60 range. That's two meals, couple drinks.
Oh, by the way, I hate to throw this out there because I'm sure some people are not going to like it.
Uh-oh.
If we're not splitting the check everywhere we're going or taking turns paying for one another, I don't want anything to do with that relationship.
Wow.
What is this, 1945? Let me buy you flowers, a car, dinner. I'll pay for everything. I'm the male.
You don't want to go steady with the lady?
I like going steady, but I'm not spending how much the average price is in Oregon, and I don't understand. If it's a first date, this thing could flame out. You're really willing to commit to over 50?
Well, no, I'm just trying to rattle through my head. So if you could go to $50, you know, I think most places you go...
Go to Applebee's. That's $30. Now you got $20 to go do whatever you want. There's movie tickets.
There's a differing feeling there, though, too. I get what you're saying. But part of you wants to put on a good performance in case it is something impressive, or right? Like, if the date goes well, you want to make sure that you're showing, like, all right, I'm willing to go above and beyond.
No.
But I also see the fear factor of this could flame out, and I'm going to spend a lot of money.
I'd go hiking before I'd spend how much we spend in Oregon on a first date.
Because if you go to, like, any normal restaurant, getting under $50 is tough, unless you're going to a discount kind of restaurant. Because if you go anywhere, I would say most main entrees are going to cost you at least $20 a piece, right? If you're going to pay for the dinner.
Well, but isn't this kind of on you?
Name me a normal restaurant that has entrees for less than $20.
I could go to Olive Garden on a first date and pay less than $50 for a bill for two.
Name me a normal restaurant that you could go to for less than $20 a plate.
You know, I can't.
PDX Sliders.
Isn't that like a food truck?
Okay.
No, they got a restaurant.
Okay, that's okay.
You can go to PDX. Sure. Hey, you like burgers?
That's a valid retort.
Scene. There's a lot of bars up there.
That's a valid retort.
You know?
Yeah. If you get their bigger burgers and some fries to go with it, I'd still think you're in the $15 to $20 range, aren't you?
No, because their burger, if you do sliders, it's cheaper. But if you're going to get whole burgers.
It's all about finding the cheap way out.
No, because here's my point. I know. Ha ha. Sprague's the cheap guy. Absolutely I am. Why are we committing so much money to an uncertainty here, right? Like, you want to make a great impression, but I'll tell you, man, the best impression you're going to make is with your personality, not with your wallet.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
If your wallet is what makes the impression,
here's the thing, though.
Okay, I want to be with that woman. I'd rather go on a hike and hit a PDX Sliders than I would go spend $150 at a restaurant with somebody I might not like.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But what if you pull that card, though, thinking my personality is going to win out? And she does like your personality, but then she says, oh, but he took me to the Olive Garden.
That's on her. She's not right for you.
Okay, she's not right for
you. Look, it's been well documented. The wife and I went to McDonald's for a date and then watched The Hangover.
You did.
We've been married damn near a decade. We got two kids. You just have to find the right person for you.
I think the other part of it too also inserts into how late is the dinner date going to go, right? Because Joe
hopefully
says
all night.
Well, sure, but you go $50, right? So let's say even you find a cheaper restaurant that can give you $15 entrees, then you're at 30.
Yeah,
drinks are going to cost you $6 to $8 a piece.
Oh, we're drinking water.
Don't get a lemon with that.
No.
That's going to cost extra.
There's no lemon wedge. So if you're going to go $6 to $8 a drink, right, that's realistic
at any place you go.
If the date ends up going well, you're going to get two or three, right? Like, you're going to be there for a while. You're going to have, like, let's get another round, like, when you're done.
Okay.
Or maybe you go somewhere else for post-drinks, right? And the whole thing adds up.
I need to ask you this.
Okay.
Because I don't think we've talked about it. What was your first date?
Our first date was, and I'm sad that it no longer is there. Our first date was to Laurelwood. Okay. There's a Laurel Wood. Yep. There used to be a Laurel Wood in Selwood, but now they just have the one in Northeast, I think, now. So we used to go there all the time because it was kind of fun. Like, that was our first date. And so I think their entrees were somewhere in the range of $18 to $20, right? You get a, you know, whatever. I think it was somewhere in that range.
Right.
And we stayed for like two, three drinks, at, you know, afterwards at the same place. So I would say it roughly ended up costing me
60?
60 to 70 bucks.
If you're going from 50 to 60, that's not a difference to me. It's like, okay, $10, whatever.
Okay.
My point is, I don't want to commit to like the nicest of restaurants for the first date. I'm not going Applebee's here in all realistic, but there is a limit to what I would do for a first date. I also,
sure, yeah, you don't want to take them to like a $100 a plate dinner. I'm not advocating for that.
I think it also, it's, why are you dating? Are you dating to be in a lifelong type relationship? Mm-hmm. Are you dating because it's fun? Are you dating for sex? What are you dating for? If you're dating strictly for a great partnership relationship situation, I just do not believe that the best way to figure that out is to go spend a buttload of money and hope that it's somewhat impressive. I'd rather know who she is and go, oh, the second date, the third date, that's when you maybe hit one of those really nice dinners.
Okay.
And then you're in a relationship and then you don't do that anymore. Then it's, hey, you want a Netflix and popcorn? Which is, by the way, the best part of a relationship is when you don't have to go.
When you get to that point of not having to put on a show anymore.
Yes. There's you still have your date nights and a nice dinner.
I agree with
There's no doubt about that.
When you get over that hurdle where it's just normal, where you don't have to worry about performing.
This is egregious. The number you're about to share is egregious to me.
Well, I'm going
to
do this on the other side. So people are, by the way, are all over the map on this. Tanner, by the way, did chime in and said, remind me to go on a first date with Sprague. I'm always down for those breadsticks.
Dude.
Always down for those breadsticks.
You're not finding better water and ice and breadsticks than the Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family, right?
That is their slogan.
Salad for everyone. Fill it up.
Fill it up again.
Oh, you got all-you-can-eat pasta? I'm going to only get one plate, but I think that's a good deal, so I'm going to order that.
What was your number, Joe? What did you say 50 bucks too?
Yeah, $50, $60
range. Like, you're not going over that on a first date.
That's, I'm cutting it off.
Do you try to give me this, and we'll go. How much do you remember? Can you nail down how much you spent on your first date? Or the closest possible?
Like, for the most or with my fiance?
No, with your fiance.
Yeah, I would say it was somewhere in the range of probably 70 bucks, because I think we each had about three drinks. I think we got an appetizer, the two entrees. I'd say it was in the range of $70.
You're stretching me. That's as high as I would go.
That's as high as you're willing to go.
And by the way, I'm not doing this in front of her, but I am like handing the credit card to the cashier going, oh, I'm making the Sukanic lineman noise.
It's your hand in it for $7.
Don't show me the bill. Just take it, run it. I'll sign it. We'll get out of here.
Okay, what's your number for a first date? We're already against it. I will rattle you off. I'll let you know what Oregon's average price for a first date is. How do we feel about it? Also, can you guess the most expensive state for a first date and the cheapest state for a first date? Because I have found the state for both of you to move to.
Mississippi. See
if you're willing to move there.
Golden Corral.
Crunch Time is next on The Fan.
The pressure's on.
We have an opportunity to reestablish ourselves, get a big win. Not all is lost.
Who's feeling the heat?
Now we got to go home and make sure that we take care of business there. Shame on us if we don't.
It's Crunch Time. A look at the hottest topic in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
Hey, Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. I believe their Beaverton and Aloha locations are 1 week away from opening up.
Let's
1 week.
Go.
July. No, it's not July. It's June.
What?
Today is June. Currently it's June.
What's the messaging here?
June 8th.
Are you doing June or July?
June 8th. That's where we're at, people. That's where we're at. Right around the corner, baby. Let's get back into those DMs.
Whoa, deja vu. I don't know what you're going to do next. Are you going to read texts that call me moron?
Well, I mean, there's some of them on there.
I had a deja vu right there.
Did you?
Yeah.
I got texts that say Sprague's an idiot.
Right in that moment with this. This is weird.
Okay. Deja vu moment.
Deja vus are creepy to me.
By the way, it is a new text line day here on The Fan. We are now 503-250-1080. So save us into your phone whenever you want to call, even though we don't take calls because we don't want to do that to your ears. 503-250-1080. Just save it in as the fan, and then you can call us if you have a comment for one of the producers you want to give them, or text us. But if you're texting 55305, I don't believe that's up and running anymore.
No,
I
think it's, if you text, it's supposed to be dead by June 1, so is I think what we were told.
I think it's dead. So if you want to text in, and by the way, we've had people ask, you don't get a bounce back message anymore.
Yeah, which is good.
Which, yeah. So if we had somebody text in like, hey, I keep texting, but I'm not getting anything back.
We're getting it.
We're getting it. So if you text 503-250-1080, we will get your message. That is the new text line, and that is how you can interact with us. We'll continue to remind people just because I know it takes a while, and we'll have to remind ourselves from time to time as well. Okay, so we're talking about the average price of a first date, and this is the thing. They came from Match. We figured that out, and they went state by state average price for the first date. Before I get that, I want to read a couple thoughts here at the fan text line. P1 Cowboy Greg said, cheapest state is Sprague's State of Mind. That's the cheapest. $70 to $100.
Oh, man, you're paying $100 for somebody you may never see again.
I can't read the end of that text. I
might be out on that one.
Can't read the end of that one. Tanner said, I take my girl out and I still don't get any. Maybe it's back to McDonald's.
Somebody tells me Tanner figures it out anyway.
Somebody said, we have way too many bars and pubs that have sub $10 apps and beers.
Yeah, dude. There's
it's
a
just
lot
a
of
basic meet and greet.
Yes. That's my only point.
See, here's where, look, I understand that notion.
I spend money where I need to spend money, but am I cheap? Absolutely. In a lot of categories, I am cheap.
I also think this depends on your state of mind entering a first date, right? Like, are you still young and eager and opportunistic, or are you like, I've been single for 15 years and I'm over, like, trying to put on a show? You know what I mean? I feel like
but
there's a difference. I know it's not about putting on a show.
I know, but yeah, that's my point is you're right. There are two different stages there, but you shouldn't ever
like I'm not
have
just
put on a
no,
show.
It's not about there is a certain level of performance though, that comes with a first date, right?
Yes. But
right?
can
like
you
if,
can
like
you
if you realistically took a first date to McDonald's, you're gonna get judged for that.
For sure.
Now, you were in college. It's different. You didn't have any money.
Yeah.
That's a different circumstance, right? So, of course, there's a certain level that you can't go underneath.
Right.
That's my whole point.
But can you manipulate the show out in different forms? Can you, instead of saying...
It's not about trying to impress somebody with the amount of money you have.
I know.
It's about trying to show somebody that you're not
I know.
Broke.
I agree with you there.
There's an in-between.
But you know there's ways for people to go have a good dinner... not spend over a certain amount
of
and then still finish it off with walking on the waterfront or walking on a trail. You know what I mean? Like this is a personal thought. I just believe those are the approaches you take in finding true camaraderie, true partnership, true everything.
And my point on the first date thing too was like, is this somebody that you're like eager to go out on a first date with? Or is it like, hey, blind date, you should go meet this person, that kind of
thing?
Well,
the circumstance can gradually change in that situation.
Totally changes, right? So if it's like, dude, I've been single for a long time, I've never settled down, and somebody's like, I got a blind date I want to set you up on, then it's like, yeah, let's just go grab a beer and let's see how it goes. But if it's somebody maybe you've been trying to get a first date with, or you've been aggressively pursuing them and you finally got it right, there's differing circumstances for the first date. That was my point.
I'll give you this though. Your mom should be proud. She raised quite the little gentleman. I've seen you in action. You're a very polite individual.
Very polite.
And so we differ in a certain aspect in the way that we do that. But I think your point is valid in that if it's a blind date, you're kind of like,
whatever, let's see how this goes. Let's go grab a beer. If it's good, then we'll get dinner if we hit it off, that kind of thing. I have no problem with that approach.
I mean, in a way, they're all kind of blind dates.
They are to a certain extent.
Because you don't know which one's really going to work out and which ones are going to fail.
Somebody said $150. Somebody said dinner and a movie is my go-to for first date. $40 to $50 for dinner, $30 for a movie, so I go $80 cap. P1 mailman Wayne said $100 max for the first date. So those are some of the numbers that we've gotten texted in. The average price for Oregon, according to Match.com, for a first date is $120.
Man.
$120.
A lot of heartbreak in those bank accounts.
Ching!
Taken out. How many second dates happened of the percentage of people that spend $120
more? That's a good question.
I'd love to know that statistic.
How many follow-up dates would there be?
Because
that would be brutal. If you spend $120 on a first date and then you can't get a second date.
Would you do that?
That's brutal.
Would you spend $120?
I would.
See?
I would.
Sue Johnson.
I would.
Sue and Rocky, man. They knew what they were doing.
They raised me right.
They
did. I don't know.
They did. You're a nice guy.
Yeah, I view money differently than some people. I like to, I'm willing to spend money for certain things.
Sure.
Right. And maybe that's going to fault me at some point later in life.
Oh, it hasn't yet.
Not yet. At least at this point. But I am willing to, on certain things, splurge for experiences. And I feel like a first date is an experience.
I'm with you in the experiences part. I will always spend money for experience. I will not spend money when I deem it unnecessary. So we got a group caddy at Bandon. One caddy for five people. I didn't really want a caddy, but I didn't know how that was going to work. We split a caddy. He didn't help me more than anybody else.
Yeah.
In fact, he might have helped Luke or Swag. Maybe he helped somebody else more than me. I put in my fair share and I tipped him. I'll pay for the experience. But if it's a circumstance that I'm a little unsure of, hell yeah, there's a limit
right.
for me.
Sure.
And if you call me frugal, I'll kind of own that label.
Sure.
I'll spend money when it's necessary. I won't spend money in an unnecessary. So we would differ. Yeah. No way I would spend $120 on a first date.
Somebody said, and this was kind of the point I was trying to make. Somebody said, if it's casual, a new person you just met, $60 drinks and apps go pretty low key. If it's somebody you've known for a while, maybe a restaurant she's talked about before, you go to like $150. I think there's differing circumstances there, and I totally agree with that.
Yeah, second and third date is different though than first. First is like, there's a cap to this. Second and third.
See, let me ask you the reasoning there, though. Like, so first date.
It's getting more serious.
Well, second date's not that serious.
Well, third date could be, though.
When you get to three, I'm with you.
Because then you could be deeming it a relationship.
Sure. Number one, you go through your first date. If you get a second date, that's that wasn't a miserable experience. I'm willing to get together with you again. That's that big of a jump for you. So, like, date number two, you're willing to go to, like, $80-$90?
Well, no. Personally, for me, date one is apps and drinks. Date two is we're going to go do an activity. I want to see what you're like.
You want to do you're an activity date guy.
Yeah. Okay. I want to go for a hike or let's drive to the coast. We'll get lunch and we'll hang out on the coast. And
wow. You got to perform for 2 hours in the car. That's a lot.
Not really for me.
Okay.
I talk for a living. Are you going to talk to me? No, I don't like to talk whatsoever.
Hey, I'm going to sit here and
say, why not do a picnic? Chicks love picnics, right? That's like, what, you make a couple sandwiches, a couple apples, a bottle of wine. Bam.
Joe's talking like it's the 90s. Chicks love picnics.
They do.
What is
they
this, a
do.
Trailer for Full House?
Joe, what's the most you spent on a first date?
Where would you go? Where would you take them on a picnic? Do you go to like a park? Where's your go-to picnic spot? You can't just go sit in the middle of a park. It's got to be somewhere nice.
Yeah, because some parks you might get a bad crowd showing up.
Dude, you
bunch
could
of
have
kids
a homeless
running
bro
around.
Going on. There's like a kickball game going on behind you.
Somebody didn't clean up their dog, dude.
Yeah, you got to have your like, I don't know, your secret spot or something. Yeah.
Oh, you got a secret spot. Okay.
I actually do have a nice little spot down here by the bay here. Anyways, but last date I went on, it was like this nice Mexican restaurant in Hillsborough, Beaverton area.
Okay. Now, was this a first date or is this?
It was a first date.
There's no way this is over $50, right?
Yeah, it was around the $50 range with tip and everything.
Sure.
Like 50, 55, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
with
I mean.
Tip, huh? Okay.
Yeah. And Fisher is not a good tipper either, so.
What?
Wow. Come on, Joe.
Wait, what do you mean?
I have
tip
a.
Server.
Don't you bet 20, you tip 20%, don't you?
It's usually around 15. And I feel like that has changed over the years that we have to give more and more, and I do not like that.
Well, that's a great podcast about tipping in general, but man, you kind of blew my mind with this.
Joe's going to fire everybody up.
Maximum self-admittedly 15. Said, no. Not a great, Fisher's not a good tipper.
Maximum 15%.
No, I am a really good tipper for a couple of reasons, but one is because my fiance used to work in the service industry. That's actually how we met.
Yeah, well, so my mom was a waitress too, so I always
tip.
You
have tip, to,
yeah.
Right?
If you
even
know
if it's
somebody, crappy, I'll give them like 12%.
No, I'll draw, there's a certain line that I'll draw. Like if it is terrible, terrible service, then I'm not like, you don't deserve it, and I'm not going to give you my money. But if it's okay, passable service, yeah. I'll give you the 20%. Can you guess the most expensive state in the country for a first date?
New York.
Yes, it is New York.
That's not out of like them being more generous. That's because
everything
costs
expensive.
So damn much.
Yeah, we went for, when we were there last summer, we went for, I mean, you're going for basic lunches and you're spending like $100 just for like, let's go get pizza. You know what I mean?
I'm never
outside
going
of like just
to New York.
A slice.
That is ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to like a sit-down restaurant, like not like a let's grab a slice of pizza and get it on the go.
Sure. A hot dog cart.
Sure, exactly. Yeah, the average price in New York is $297 for a first date.
Ugh. $297.
Now, can you guess the cheapest state in the country?
Mississippi.
It is not Mississippi. Mississippi actually is $68. Kind of surprised by that.
Golden Corral for her and her
that
whole family.
That is more than Arkansas. That is more than Missouri. Not more than Missouri. More than Oklahoma. More than Kansas. More than Nebraska. More than Iowa.
Montana.
Montana is down near the bottom. They are at $55, but not the cheapest in
the
country.
Who is it? Who's the cheapest?
The cheapest state in the country for a first date where both of you gentlemen need to move, because there's only three states, I think, in the entire country that are below your $50 threshold. it is South Dakota, coming in at a whopping... whopping $38.
Here's the thing.
$38 for
that might be
date.
The price of rent in South Dakota.
I was going to say, you're calling it cheap, and for them, it's probably pretty normal because everything's affordable over in South Dakota.
The only other states in that ballpark were North Dakota at $42. As I mentioned, Montana, $55. Wyoming, $52. Nebraska, $48.
But how much of this is more on...
How is Nebraska so cheap? Nebraska's a pretty normal state. It's just, not like South Dakota.
Everybody just eats corn there. It's pretty cheap.
Can I get the corn? No, but I mean, the cities like Omaha's a good city. Lincoln's a good city. Those places probably cost, right? But if you're on the outskirts of those or the small towns throughout Nebraska, that's probably where this... Because you're doing an average.
It's a lot of farm towns. That's very true.
You're taking it onto account. And I wouldn't even say that this is an indication that these states are cheap. More so than just where they live, it doesn't really cost them quite as much for those same dinners as it does other people.
Somebody said, my wife just said that the more a guy spends, the more pressure it puts on a lady. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Every dollar, it's like, put out.
Put out.
Put out.
Christian texted in, I always feel like a first date at a coffee shop, inexpensive, and it doesn't go well, you can always cut it short. Not a bad idea either. Just try it out, grab a cup of coffee, and if it goes well, you take her to lunch afterwards or something like that.
But I had a cousin once who's, and take this for what it's worth, he's still single. His rule, and this made me think, he said he will never do a first date longer than 3 hours.
Huh?
He goes, yeah, I want to meet him. I want to try to get to know him. We don't need to hang out all day. I want to have a feel if I want to see her again.
Oh.
Says he never does dinner and a movie. He also doesn't like movies on first dates.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, we don't talk. Do I know what to do?
Here's
for
the thing.
Second
you have to go. Sorry, we're against it. You have to go the Larry David approach, and you have to go movie, then dinner.
Sure.
Because then you go, hey, you get to see him. You're talking in the lobby. You're talking before the movie starts. You maybe share a popcorn or something like that.
Then you could talk about them.
And then you have an easy starting conversation with them after the movie. Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in, a pack of Busch Light and shooting things in South Dakota. $38. That seems legit. Yeah. There you go. Crunch
time. They have time. A great time, too.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. I believe their Beaverton and Aloha gyms are opening up a week from today. It's all right around the corner. Things are returning to normal. We are excited. Go check out all the great deals. Crunch.com. Coming up in the final hour of the show, we didn't get to what's going on in the UK, so we got to do that. Major League Baseball owners are willing to do something that I hope pisses everybody off. We'll get to that. What else do I have in my notes? Something out of the NHL. We're loaded. Don't go anywhere. Final hour next on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.